A reading from the Gospel of Luke, chapter 12, verses 13 to 21. A man in the crowd said to Jesus, "Master, tell my brother to give me a share of our inheritance." "My friend, who appointed me your judge or the arbitrator of your claims?" Then he said to them, "Watch and be on your guard against avarice of any kind, for a person's life is not made secure by what they own, even when they have more than they need." Then he told them a parable. There was once a rich man who, having had a good harvest from his land, thought to himself, "What am I to do? I have not enough room to store my crops." Then he said, "This is what I will do. I will pull down my barns and build bigger ones, and store all my grain and my goods in them. And I will say to my soul, 'My soul, you have plenty of good things laid by for many years to come. Take things easy. Eat, drink, have a good time.'" But God said to him, "Fool, this very night the demand will be made for your soul. And this hoard of yours, whose will it be then?" So it is when a person stores up treasure for themselves in place of making themselves rich in the sight of God. Recently, I had the great joy of looking after my one-year-old great-nephew, Jonty, while his parents took his older brother, Max, to see a show called Wiggles. I became aware, at a deeper level, what Jesus meant about becoming as a child and learning from children. Dear old Jonty, or little Jonty, is a very happy little boy, and we played well together as I gave him this and that and the next thing. And yet, as he grew tired, I watched his little bottom lip begin to curl, and I realized tears were close. What to do now? I had the sense that if I could keep him distracted, we would manage. Hear those words? Keep him distracted. Little one-year-old Jonty was wanting and needing something. What was it? The loving presence of Mummy and Daddy, and his little heart was about to tell me this. Yet here was I wanting to keep him distracted so he would forget to listen to his heart. Well, it worked for a while until I realized what he needed was to be held very lovingly, just as close as his parents would hold him. And soon he was asleep, safe and secure in loving arms. I was reminded of a quote from the prophet Isaiah, "As infants you will be carried on her arm and cradled on her knees. As a mother comforts her child, so will I comfort you." So what has this story got to do with today's gospel? As I reflect on this experience, I am very aware that often when we are floundering in life, feeling insecure, not knowing what to do, we choose distractions to counteract the unpleasant feelings. And of course, this does not work. What we are really looking for is the security of knowing we are loved, knowing we are rich, in the sight of God. We've just heard that gospel story about the foolishness of hoarding possessions. In other words, distracting our hearts from their true values. Jesus tells us and the disciples to watch, to be on our guard. How often do we hear this plea from Jesus? Watch. He knows how much we need to be attentive and stay awake to the real call within our hearts, to the big picture, which is about life, about being rich in the sight of God. I have come that you may have life. God longs to share his divine life with us. Yet, in this gospel, we have a small picture of egotism. Listen to the words. This is what I will do. I will pull down. I will build bigger. I will store my grain. I will say to my soul, I, me. How sad is this little world? And what strong words our God has to say. Fool, in death, this hoard of yours, whose will it be? In other words, what is life about? Jesus is not condemning possessions in themselves. Rather, the challenge is what we do with our possessions, how to share with those in need now, and not to hoard, not to find security, fulfillment, and possessions, not to distract ourselves with things. There is just so much more to life. Jesus knows that as we share in God's magnanimous spirit, we are awake to the divine. God is a God of bounty, the bounty of love, not things. It seems to me that this gospel is about being secure and content in who we are, and to some extent in what we already have. Yet we think that by having more, we will be secure. Little Jonty knew better. All he wanted was mother and father's love and presence. That was enough. That was his big picture. They were his riches, rich in the sight of God. So let us spend some time this day asking ourselves, am I content with who I am, with what I have? Do I share this with others? Am I rich in the sight of God? St. Dominic had a wonderful saying, hoarded grain rots. Hoarded grain rots. So let's look into the barn of our hearts and see what is there to share. Love is not love until it is given away, and it is this that will make us rich in the sight of God. This is the big picture. Listen to your heart. God bless.